If anything, I think an appropriate one would be the fact that the Rochdale Operatic Society are opening next Monday with Merry England, which is appropriate to the celebration of the centenary.
I'm sure it is. Thank you very much indeed. Here, along Drake Street, where the shops give way to private houses, there are salmon-pink dahlias along the grass verges, and you look across the fields to the parish church. Let's go into one of these houses. In this comfortable small house stands a TV set in the corner, and on top of the set is a large portrait taken some years ago and a smaller coloured picture taken in this very room. The big picture is inscribed to Mama and Ada Schofield. The smaller picture shows Mama Schofield with the famous daughter of Rochdale, the writer of the inscription, Gracie Fields. And in the parish church I mentioned, Gracie Fields and Miss Schofield were christened. Now, Miss Schofield, that means that you more or less grew up together, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, we've known one another all the time.
How was that?
Oh, Mother and Gracie's mother were friends and always popping from one house to the other, and that's just about how it came about.
What was Gracie like as a youngster? It's an inevitable question, but did she play the piano or anything?
She tried to. She tried to play the piano, but Mother used to play it for her, and she used to stand there and sing, see, always singing.
What did you feel about that?
Oh, I used to go out and play. It wasn't in my line at all.
There are all sorts of stories told about her first appearance, but can you recollect the first occasion when she sang in public?
Well, I think the first appearance was at the public hall singing and a little child shall lead them with the slide thrown onto the screen in the silent days.
How old would she be then?
I should think about 10 or 11, maybe 12, I wouldn't know, something like that.
Now, you were telling me about playing together and so forth. Where were you living then?
We lived in Fishwick Street, off Milner Road, and Grace lived in I think it was Lila Street, off Mildred Road, near to Mildred Road.
I suppose all the time you followed her career with pretty and great interest, haven't
you? Oh, yes, because she never forgets. She always, you know, she's just the same now as she was then.
I mean, that picture that I mentioned, the coloured picture that was taken with your mother here last year, she comes to see you, does she?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, Boris took that one when he was here. A charming man.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel, Miss Scofia, that it's a pity that she went in for the comedy rather than for the classical?
Oh, well, we both like her in straight. We both like straight.
That lovely voice.
Yes.
If she hadn't played tricks with it.
Yes.
Now, when she comes here after long absences to see you and your mother again, how does she greet you? Has she changed at all in that respect?
No, just the same. As I say, she's just the same now as she was as a girl.
Oh, the bend them get so with us. He'll clip you up.
That's Mama Schofield butting it. Does she still drink tea?
Oh, yes, yes. Put the kettle on. That's usual. Yes, put the kettle on.
Herself, yes. You didn't do it.
Yes. I think she's a grand person. One of the best.
Done a lot for Rochdale.
A lot,
hasn't
yes.
She?
A lot
that people don't know of.
Yes, she has. Yes.
Well, it's lovely to have these reminiscences. Now, perhaps you would like to choose. I'm sure you would, and I think we'd like to have a choice of a song of Grace's, maybe.
Well, we should like to hear the Lord's Prayer.
I'm so glad you've chosen that. Thank you very much indeed.